I want to tell all of you that I'm very grateful for the time you're taking to serve on the productivity commission. I know when this commission was first set up, there was doubts expressed as to whether they're, everybody's productivity is a great idea, but nobody does much about it, at least. Except if we do just continue to grow in this country, so we must be doing something right. But it's been my confession, one that's shared, I know, by the men in this room, and certainly shared by all the people in our administration. And when you talk about productivity, you can't talk about it simply in terms of management. You simply can't talk about it in terms of stockholders. You can't talk about it in terms of decisions that are made by government. But it has to be always cast in terms of cooperation between labor and management and government. You've got to all work together. We've had some times when when there will be adversary differences of opinion, actually, between labor and management on one side, management, government, labor, government, so forth and so on. But we all know, too, and I've heard many of the men in this room say, whenever productivity goes up, everybody gets a little bit of it. And it looks good for all of us. What particularly pleases me is that the real power of American labor is in this room. Really is here. And I also want you to know that, that we're not having you here for the purpose of simply hearing here. The cosmetics that are involved and like that. And we want your views, we want your advice, just as we want the views of management people and others in our government experts. And out of that, we hope to make decisions that will, in the long run, be best for the whole country, but particularly for all the people who work for a living in this country, as well as those who invest. As you know, there are a few changes since there will be a few more levels of changes in cattle. I'm glad to welcome Pete Brennan, who's one of your colleagues as our Secretary of Labor. I want all of you to know that his door will be open just as it was the case when George Shultz was Secretary of Labor. And going back to the Eisenhower administration, when Jim Mitchell was there, and Jim Hodgson as well, for those matters that had to do with the Labor Department. But I also want to emphasize to all of you, as I emphasize to Pete when we had our talk with Camp David, that when matters involve this country, and the national policy and so forth, I think that there has to be also some very direct relationship between the President of the United States and the representatives of organized labor. The door of this White House is open, too. And there doesn't mean we go around our cabinet officer, but we understand that. He'll know everything that goes on, but it does mean that at times you have things you want to discuss, why you come and discuss them with us or with other cabinet officers and the rest. And Pete is a team player who working. Of course, George Shultz, who has special responsibilities now under our new reorganization, the economic matter is one that we know is rather easy. At least, I say easy to work with, but don't let that soft voice fool you. At least I hope he is.
We can always get pushover for these fellows.
We particularly, let me just say in conclusion, Pete, I've talked to you about this. We want recommendations from all of you for personnel in the government. We're going over Forest Service appointments at the present time. That's where I believe we're interested in recommendations. And not just in the labor department, but in other departments of government. We like to see, I think this is something that maybe we Mr. Beverly, and this is true of all administrations, not just Republican here, but this administration, we want to try all kinds of things. We want to see representatives of labor, bargaining labor in other places, so that it isn't just considered, well, that's a labor spot or something. And it's like, say, taking a cat position. When we came in 4 years ago, everybody told us the HUD department, Housing and Urban Development, well, that's a black spot. So that's the housing and the department for PQD, or it's not a black spot or a white spot or a yes, other kinds of spot. It's one that involves the problems of housing and urban development. They will represent all segments of society. And so it is as far as what is here. We feel that the voice of labor, organized labor, and you are organized labor, should be heard and ought to be heard and ought to be considered, not simply in the very special matters involved labor, but in the broader context. I'll just conclude by saying that we have particularly appreciated in this office, I know, the fact that the voice of organized labor is always very strong where national events, national security, and tough policies are concerned. When we've had to make tough decisions, you've been there, and I'm very grateful for that. I hope we don't give you too many more tough ones. Up to a period of complete the present war, well, on an honorable basis, and go on to other things. But the fact that organized labor, time and time and again, whether it's this present or previous one, has, with very few exceptions, stood up and spoken up without even being asked for the country first, before party, before any other interest, has been a very great deal to me. In fact, without your help, we couldn't have made some of the tough decisions. They wouldn't have stuck. Congress wouldn't have stuck with us. We would have been able to make them. And we'll just try to do the best we can. Now, as a matter of fact, I was reminded before coming in that all that you were serving without pay, is that right, George?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And that's true of the business group yesterday, and I didn't see them, but I had a reception first in the White House. How
do
you pay
on
that?
Well, most of them get paid adequately.
We can always well, I try to, you know, to get each of you to come in very soon. Now, at least one of you is already going to golf ball, so I'm trying. I don't want a golfer to turn out there, so I'm going to pass him. But I don't know if we have this or not. This is a whole, it's a rather nice little memento. But it's a presidential pageantry with a seal and signature. So we'll give those out and you can take them home and give them to your wives. You know, I've often found that it's much better to be good with a person's wife. Wait, let me say that, you understand? So your wife, that was a man itself. So you can just say that Mrs. Nixon, I wanted you to have a little medal. Although it looks very expensive, you don't have to report it for that much. But for those who serve without a pay, you'll at least get an ashtray. Thanks very much. Remember, when you have something to talk to me about, just let us know. We'll enjoy seeing you.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Responsible. Very
discussion about the reduction of various programs that work properly. I might say, this, you know, the program is called the Nation Program. That's the American. Nation American. But later on, that's part of a look at it good. That's in the economy, it's really the economic sense. And I was talking to Tom Lower, how much Peter took it to the kids. On the bread, the law takes the market, see the bills. The iron work is built, and so, you know, you can play this across the board. An example now, for example, we have two more American kids. A little on the Russian grain situation. But the Russian grain situation is tanker market, a big fluctuations. Supply and demand is the bottom. We can do a hell of a lot better as to the earning capacity of the economy. And build up a little plus balance payments. So when you get around to that, Mr. Secretary, live hard and look at it. And remember that we now have a program, thanks to this administration, and I've made that very clear, every place I've been, public and private, and other ones. Where it would require some assistance for a short period, but then within it are the incentives that develop. It's a law now that's attracting considerable interest in the financial world outside of America. It's the first time we're interested in talking about it moving in to make this. Now, any fresh, direct or indirect, with this administration, which isn't in keeping with what the Nation American program is called for, will to some degree affect that confidence. So I would just make that one key point. It's a fact of the not only general over.
I might just say on that as well, yeah. There are quite a few people taking a hard look. And I told him, you gotta take a little softer look or pull, oh, I'll get you. I never heard that to the points that you're making. And it is a tough budget year to try to keep things under control, but at the same time, the maritime effort has been very much in front of people's minds, and I'm sure there won't be any basic things changed about it, but there may be some things that you'll have to do, but the fundamental thrust will be changed.
That'd be a great market opening up now with the rules of the attitude of the China policy trade and so forth. That I won't bore these gentlemen with it, but not the other point. It's a discussion that quickly all supports very many issues. It's fresh position on what we need. But as an individual who is probably representing people less affected by all these situations, we're dispersed pretty thinly around the world. We don't have the same kind of situation. We have some of the problem. But it just seems to me, listening to this discussion, knowing something of the background, and how goddamn hot this is getting hotter than $2 pistol after a caterpillar stood a stick up on the west side of the real hot. Now it's cooled down to a degree, and I think that the position George many give viewers. But my point of view is it's an animal. It indicates where it has been from the labor movement's point of view. And such as with white whaling, and also sets forth work on the point of labor to add. But there are other areas that I think should be given immediate attention, hearing Pat Greathouse, for example, and it's true they must be in some way, and it's more mechanical, you know, secondary as to personnel alone, to expedite the clearing of these waste packages. It puts a great difficulty on the local business agent. It hacks the situation up. And in many cases, I know of, personally, there was no real issue on the system. So this is purely a mechanical problem. That was complicated. And of course, next, I think that's the point that wraps the local union probably more than anything else, or one of the great factors. And the other one is the one that we've talked about here, and we've talked about it publicly and everything. That's the question we put there. That's where the real point of contact is with the right consumers.